Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, hour number one in the can. We got three more to go. And it is Thursday, May 10th, 2007, about midnight here in the Central Time Zone. I'm very glad you're with us. And, folks, welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. If you go over to our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, you'll see quite plainly there on the front page is a perpetual link. It never leaves. It is for our guest tonight, Lee Kroc. His website is edkuniversity.com. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Lee Kroc, our special guest this evening, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. Before we bring Russ up, anything you want to comment on what he's saying?
No, he's been here.
Yeah.
He's a real nice person. I'll agree with that.
Oh, good.
He's one of them that got a lot of energy.
Yeah, well,
and
obviously.
And he's enjoyable to be around.
That's great. That's great. Russ, I guess you're in the clear then, my friend. Welcome back.
That's good, because I don't have much money to pay up the bill. But, you know, it's just, I can't say enough good about this place. It's one of those things where, you know, when you get here, you start feeling this spirit of hope. And I think that's, you know, when I talked to you on the radio a month ago, Frank, one thing I, you know, mentioned first off was that I had a neighbor, had a tremendous amount of faith, and he had a lot of hope, and he had the right attitude.
Yeah.
And I think that is key. Because if somebody comes up here and they think, oh, that's, you know, that's not going to work for me, that's not going to work for me. Well, guess what? It's not going to.
That's right.
It's not going to.
Yep.
And if they see any little results, they're gonna just turn that right back around with negative thinking. And I think that you know, if you allow yourself to, in other words, if you think you can, you can, and if you think you can't, you can't.
I couldn't agree with that more. I think that's probably, like I said earlier, when doctors give people their sort of death sentence, you've got 2 weeks to live and whatnot, that kills people right there because that causes them to give up. And it's really tragic to see that happen. That's the amazing thing about doing the show and being able to have the consistency with, you know, we have Leon every 2 weeks, and I think there's a great thing about that because here we've got you. Okay, you who had called in a month ago about your friend. Well, there you are. Now you're there at the Energy Lodge. It's working for your friend. And I mean, this is a validation for consistent listeners who maybe doubt it. Maybe they say, well, Frank, you know, I don't trust you. You know, and I tell people not to. Don't trust me. Don't trust Lee. Figure it out. If you're led to do this, then do this. And that's all there is to it. There are a lot of people out there who say, oh, it's just a bunch of craziness. There's no way it would work. Well, fine. You know, Lee has come to the same conclusion that many other people we've talked to on the show. You can't convince somebody to do something that they don't want to do. There are a lot of negative people out there because they've been beaten, they've been stepped on for so long that they've got nothing left. And you know, that's their cross to bear. But the point is for those of us out there who have hope and who have faith that there's nothing that can't be beaten, that God has given us all the tools we need. We just have to look in the right places. And there you are.
Well, like I said at the beginning, I wouldn't have heard of Lee if it hadn't have been for you. And the reason I'm here is not so much because of Lee, but it's because, and I've told this to many people that I told I was coming up here, it's because of the respect that I have for the host of this program that I was willing to listen to what Lee had to say.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't have been for, you know, the fact that I've listened to you all this time and thought that you were one of the most well-read, you know, intelligent, you know, straight-thinking young people that I've ever heard on the radio, ever, I wouldn't be here.
Well, I'm going to go and go to break here and try to, you know, not be too embarrassed because you're making me blush, and I don't like that one bit, Russ.
No need.
You're unduly kind, my friend. I don't deserve such kind words. Folks, please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes, more of your phone calls. We'll continue our conversation with Russ. We'll continue, of course, with Lee Kroc, our special guest this evening, and we'll be back in three. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Welcome back to our special guest tonight, Lee Kroc.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too, my friend. And Russ from Texas, but in Ohio. Welcome to you as well.
Frank, Lee gave us a paper today, and I thought it was very interesting. And I think this pretty much sums up what he's tried to do up here. And it says that in one sentence in here, it says, the pride of faith or religion is to have the intelligence to know when God gives you a message and a thought that you understand the theory of the message and do it in the glory of God.
Amen.
In other words, here's a man that is listening. You know, didn't God say that, I stand at the door and knock, and whoever shows me the door, I'll come in and dwell. And I think this is somebody that is walking pretty close to God. I mean, this is a man that's been very successful. He's literally built half this town, and he's not boastful about it at all. But, I mean, he has a tremendous amount of respect in the community. And for him to say that this is the most important thing that he's ever done in his life, to me, is really powerful and important.
And how freely he shares that with people. I mean, running the Energy Lodge at no cost to people. It's amazing stuff.
that's what really just kind of blew my some of the people that I told and my friend Bob away, too. I said, you know what, here's a man that said you can come up here and utilize the equipment for as long as you need to for free. And he said the only requirement that he had was when you get up out of that chair, that I want you to dance me a jig. And Bob's been practicing. He's been up walking around. I tell you what, I've seen him walk a total of about probably 100 yards today.
That's amazing. And he hasn't had that kind of feeling for 3 years, huh?
The only other time I saw him get out of that wheelchair was when he came up to my house one time with the seat on it broken, and I had to get him up out of it so I could fix it.
Wow. Well, Russ, God bless you, man. I'm so pleased that you're there, and I'm so pleased that you know that you care that much about your neighbor. I mean, look, it's you're saying all these kind of things about Lee and about me, and we really appreciate it, and Lee certainly deserves it. But give yourself credit, my friend, because there are very few people out there who would make a cross-country trip with their neighbor for that for their benefit, not for their own. And you amaze me also. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Frank. That's when God lays something on your heart to do it, you don't think about it. You just do it. And that's what Lee's doing, too.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. And I'll tell you what, I told him when I leave here, if I can figure out on the map how to do it without hurting myself, I said, I'm going to come down to Fayetteville or wherever you are, and I'm going to take your hand, too, because if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't be here.
Well, God bless you for that. Well, Fayetteville is in the northwest corner of Arkansas. Good luck. It's actually
cake.
It's pretty easy to find, actually.
Well, don't be surprised.
Okay. I look forward to that.
Don't be surprised. Lee, thank you, sir. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm standing here at the foot of your driveway, and I can see that you don't have any lights on still, so I imagine as soon as you get off the radio, you're going to hit the sheets.
Well, probably.
Unless somebody shows up at the lodge at and when we get out here. It's very possible.
Well, I hope you get some more callers.
All right. Thank you so much, Russ. I appreciate you kicking it off tonight.
God bless.
God bless you. Lee, that's amazing. You know, and to hear Russ talk about how you're paying attention to God and letting him work through you, I think it's very, very appropriate because, you know, you were given this technology. Everybody that's looked at it that has some sort of engineering background will probably shake their head and say, there's no way this should work. But it does work. And that, to me, when you're doing something and you're defying the laws of known conventional engineering techniques, physics and whatnot, and it's doing something, I mean, this is from God. This is and you obviously have been paying attention. And everybody should, because when God taps you on the shoulder and you don't listen, he might just hit you over the head with a 2x4. He will get your attention, hopefully in as painless a way as possible.
Well, I gave up pretty hard. He pained me pretty great.
Yeah, I know.
But there's one thing I've known for a long time. The Lord takes care of dumb people, and I always qualified.
Me too. Thank God.
Yeah. I do that every day.
No, you're amazing, and I know that, and I'd certainly know better. Folks, our number 800-313-9443. Let's go to Arthur in Texas. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate your conservative radio program. And hello, Lee.
Hi.
I appreciate you creating your user-friendly equipment. You use the KISS method in its design. Keep it simple, Smarty.
That's all I know.
My blood pressure went from 135 over 88 to between 120 and 125 over 77 in about 45 days. I am mostly into prevention. My energy level has always been high, and I want to make sure my circulatory system is not compromised or obstructed because of age or abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, my vision's changing. And so you're making me a new man. And
that's
if
wonderful.
You could throw in a wife and a couple of kids with this purchase, I would be happier. A little humor there.
Yeah.
And
took me a second.
If you're wanting to get a wife and a couple of kids, or you wanting them to give away?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm open for a new bunch of little ones if they're small enough so I can still play with.
So keep making those energy cleaner machines.
We'll do that.
And by the way, I don't know if I can get my 2 cents in. I'm a conservative person. If anyone, I don't know if you can let this out. I have a website, arthurtrafford.com. I have a pro-life poem and some other writings. I don't know if you'd...
I'd love to trade links with you.
So, did you ever get my writings I sent to you? The last.
Who are you asking?
Recently, Lee.
That was on what subject?
Just some random things I had written about Israel, George W. Bush, and.
Did you send it in the mail?
I sent it in the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, goody. Well, anyway, I don't have much else to say other than I like the equipment. I've been using it about a month and a half.
Wonderful.
And I don't see a whole lot of difference, but I know my vision's getting better.
Hey, that's pretty good.
You using the probe?
Yeah, I like the probe. I'm doing like 6 minutes between each tooth, or between the two teeth. Mm-hmm. And it cycles through, I think you said, every 6 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
I like that. The I've been doing like 2 hours and when I get up in the tub and 2 hours before I go to bed. And
good.
I'm not waterlogged, but I swim like 2 miles a day, 3 or 4 days a week. I like water, but sitting in a tub, I can't do flip turns in it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the only.
Right.
But there is.
Are you sleeping on it as well?
Oh, I love the. I'm sleeping on the mat, and and I can't electrocute myself. I like that.
That always is a good thing.
Yeah, I've had people say they thought I was crazy for plugging this thing in, but it's nice. And there's no negative side effects.
No.
And if it cleans out the capillaries and arteries and veins, then I'll be thinking clearly, and I'll be doing great. I'm going to try to live to 200.
There you go. Well, Lee might be.
You ought to be to do that.
Yeah.
That's not stretching it very far. Did you ever try using that probe in your sinus cavity?
Well, I have. It kind of makes you want to sneeze until I get used to it.
But that has done more for my eyesight in there than any place else I've used it.
The. One of the sinuses, the probe didn't want to go very far in. I don't know. I think it's
you just didn't play with it. You got to feel it and find it.
Have to twist it.
A little bit and just move it back and forth till you get to take it real slow. But I've never seen one yet. I had a man here about 3 weeks ago. He had a tumor in one sinus. And he stayed 2 days and he had that opened up so he could put the probe thing back in.
I like the hood that you use with the... the bed mat.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. I use the pie pan every now and then. So I'm tickled to death. I think it's unusual that people will spend, I don't know, $20,000-$30,000, $100,000 for a new car and mm-hmm. buy a new house and everything. Mm-hmm. They won't hardly spend any or won't spend $1,000 for their health. So if the body or since the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, I would like to take good care of it.
Amen.
And so I'm going to keep using it, and I assume I can use it till I drop, which won't be anytime soon.
Yeah.
Well, that equipment will last, but that ought to be in 200 years from now.
Now, you stick around, because I want to get my
I'm going to be here. I got 70 years to go before I can retire.
And I'm glad you offered to, you said I could come there and stay a while. And
anytime. Take a little death to have you.
And I think the jacuzzi would be a little more user-friendly than the bathtub.
It's easy. It's fun. I can get 7 in it.
I was tickled to death that you don't use chlorine in it, bleach, in the jacuzzi.
I use sulfur and silver. Mm-hmm. I got two nuggets of sulfur and two. I took a 10-troy-ounce bar of silver and cut it in 4 pieces, so I got a half of a. That'd be 5 troy ounces. In there all the time, hooked on the engine cleaner. It's doing a real good job of keeping all things clean.
That's amazing stuff.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for inventing this stuff.
Thanks for the call, Arthur. I appreciate it so much. And don't be afraid to experiment with these things. That's how new and innovative ideas are hatched. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Do it, baby.
Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight is Lee Kroc. Keep in mind his website, www.edkuniversity.com. And all of Lee's contact information is there on that website. So if you need to get a hold of him, and I'd encourage you to do so, that's the best way to find the info. Now, if you don't have internet access, you can give us a call, and we'll give out Lee's snail mail address, his phone number, all that stuff as well. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Let's bring back our guest, Lee Kroc. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here too, my friend. This is a fantastic show. It's really enjoyable, and it's great to hear from people who are experiencing these great, you know, amazing, you know, results.
Well, it's just the way the Lord made us.
Yeah.
That last caller from Texas that said about his blood pressure coming down.
Yes.
The reason that is, our body, anytime we get a cholesterol in our blood vessel and sulfur at the same time, that sulfur will, that cholesterol will absorb that sulfur immediately, and it makes that cholesterol just sticky. It's a regular glue.
Yes.
Well, any time that the body stores this heavy metal stuff out of the atmosphere in the energy channels, and that is your blood vessels and your nerves, and plugs up the nerves, that shuts down a group of cells, and plugs up the vessels, that causes you to have high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And when that cholesterol and sulfur moves up, and that's what causes strokes and heart attacks. That goes in there, and that stuff's so sticky, it'd plug up a sink sewer besides mm-hmm. not only your blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this energy cleaner, that Universal Electric, what it'll do, it'll pull that sulfur back out of that grease, store it in them batteries. That pulls it apart. So then that cholesterol, that's just the body food then. The body can handle it if it gets that sulfur out of it. That's the same thing that causes all the strokes. That's what we're doing to Bob down here that had the stroke. We're pulling that sulfur out, and that's where you can do it pretty fast. Pull that sulfur out of that clot in his brain, then that clot just goes away.
It's amazing.
And it leaves no bad effect at all. Do the same thing for the heart. And that's basically what happens to our cause of cancer. Mm-hmm. Same thing, only it's plugged up the nerves instead of the blood vessels.
Now, you've done an experiment separating the sulfur using just, I guess, a wire attached to the energy cleaner?
Yeah. But when I did that, that's when I knew how sticky. I never realized. I knew the doctors told me the plaque in your cells or your blood vessels is cholesterol and sulfur. That's the two things that's in that plaque when they test it. I mixed that together, and that is a glueous mess of gob of it'll plug up any sewer. That's what plugs up our veins.
Yeah.
And that's what causes the strokes and heart attacks. So anybody out there, if you've had a heart attack, you had a stroke, you come up here and we'll clean you up and send you back home like a new man. A person. Glad to have you.
Yeah, it's. I was just complaining at the beginning of the show, Lee, about my sink backing up and spewing all this nasty black water, and it's clogged up more than a few times. I spent a lot of money on plumbers this year. This may sound stupid. Could I use the energy cleaner to do that?
I don't know, and that it's too weak to get into that big a thing on our sewers.
Yeah. Huh.
You got the ground, see, it runs straight to the ground and everything else.
Yeah. I may just try that next time because it just keeps happening and happening. I don't know.
I never tried that.
Okay.
It'll have some effect if you got a big enough one put together.
Yeah?
But I know it'll have effect on clouds.
I put
about 100 batteries together, and I could do something with the clouds.
That's amazing.
And if it do that, it'd do it to a sewer too, probably, but I don't know. I'd take a lot of doing that bigger thing for
it's
hooked to the ground. When you hook it to the ground, you're going to lose your energy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let me ask you this. When we were talking to Arthur there in Texas, he mentioned about a swimming pool. Just how much of for example, I mean, one energy cleaner screen would work in a hot tub. It certainly works in a bathtub. Would it work in a swimming pool, or how big?
Oh, you'd have to build it up.
A bigger screen or bigger, more batteries?
More batteries.
Okay.
This is what I've done. I've worked with it, played with it to know it, tested. But in this is a regular bathtub. Them 9 batteries will work pretty decent.
Yeah.
But when I went to this bigger tub, I've got 33 batteries on that one cleaner. But I put a backup of 24 more batteries on it and connect it to it.
Wow.
Give it the energy enough amperage to cover that amount of water and that many people in it.
Hmm.
And if you don't do it, you will notice a difference. I mean, it gets weak.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's another reason for people to give you a call. Maybe they have a swimming pool in their backyard, and maybe they want to be able to do that, in which case you can advise them on your calculations, and they can figure out how to hook up the additional batteries. Folks, stay with us. We have another break here, and then we'll have a good 25 minutes left in the hour with our good friend Lee Crockett. Your call's in now, 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Frankly Speaking Radio, I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. A couple of things. Go ahead and get your calls in now while you can. 800-313-9443. Now, for those of you who maybe don't have internet access and would like a phone number for Lee Kroc, we'll give it out at the end of the hour. If you can't wait, call Manny there at the studio at the same number, 800-313-9443. I've given him the number for you to get a hold of Lee Kroc. Now, obviously, he's not going to be answering calls tonight, so save it for tomorrow. Save for tomorrow, and go ahead and give him a call then, okay? And as far as the snail mail address to submit an entry, you can do that as well. And when I say entry, of course, I mean that you can enter yourself to win an energy cleaner also cost-free. So amazing generosity from our good friend Lee Kroc. Lee, welcome back. Thank you again so much for your time.
Well, thank you for letting me be on your show.
Lee, it's a great honor to even know you, and certainly a great, great, great honor to have you here. Let's keep going with the call, shall we? Joanne in Iowa, welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know if I could get in or not. I've been trying several times, but I couldn't get through. But
well, that's we just got to go down to Texas and smack Manny around a little bit. So
oh,
I'm kidding, of course. I love Manny. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I listen to you a lot, and that guy in there, he's something else.
Yeah.
Well, I have a disease that there's no cure for,
mm-hmm.
and it's settled in my eyes. Is what's happened.
What is it called?
I have to spell it because I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
I'll spell it for you. It's quite long. Okay, it's NONCIRRHOTIE, polar hypertension.
Wow.
And I think it settled in my eyes because my eyes are dim now. I have cataracts on my eyes. And I would like to know if that machine would do it or some way that I could get him to come back. I've been this way almost over a year now, almost.
This is a very good call, and I'm glad you made it because I think that, I'll let Lee take it. Lee, what do you think?
Now, cataracts, there's no way it can take them off. That's a little growth.
Uh-huh.
But what else is the matter with your eye? Just cataracts only?
And then dim. My eyes are dim. I can't see.
Is that caused by the cataracts?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe the disease, I think, because it settled in there. It seems like it's the disease, because I was okay until I come home, and I tried to cleanse my eyes out or something, but they're dim, my eyes.
Now, what's the disease? Did it cause a pressure in your body?
I don't know. That's what I'm... It's something to do with my veins is what it has to do with. I know that much, and that's all I know about it.
Well, you're cleaning your veins out.
Yeah, well... So
there's you mentioned hypertension. Now, the fact that is, of course, tossed in there in the disease description, that's an encouraging sign because, Lee, you've dealt with a lot of hypertension, have you not?
Oh, yeah. That's pressure, see?
Yes.
Oh, that is? I was wondering I was wondering what all that was. I didn't understand. You know, the doctors, they don't explain anything to you.
Because they don't know.
If that's what you've got, you come out here and stay a few days with me, and it won't cost you a penny, but I bet you anything we can clean that up.
Well, I sure like to have it clean. No, I live clear in Iowa. I could never do that, but I always wonder what this was.
You're only 500 miles west of me. Just getting that thing come this way, and we'll have more fun than you've had in a day or two and get you fixed up.
Oh, it'd be all right, boy. I tell you, the cataracts, I presume, they probably never, but I'm
Well,
taking...
now, surgery will take them off. They can peel them right off.
Yeah.
There's somebody that I know, Joanne, who had cataracts, and they had some surgery done.
Yeah,
and I went to Walmart or some comparable store. I don't even remember. I was probably at Walmart. I don't know. I hate going to Walmart, but they're always open when I go there. So anyway, they have those little eye patches you can buy. Yeah, little pirate looking eye patches, and they're like $1.80 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I took that and I poked holes around the outside. Then I went to the hobby store and I got copper wire and I threaded it through all over there. And then I sent them this patch. And then I had the copper wire come down and it just hooks onto the energy cleaner. And the patch gets worn, and the healing process for the surgery is almost nothing. It was like one day, and then perfectly fine. Doctor said, "I can't believe I've never seen anybody heal like this." So that's as a result of the cataract surgery. But the healing as a result of that with the energy cleaner is exponentially faster, better, more thorough. And Lee, you had the same experience. We talked about this before. When you broke your leg, you couldn't. You were allergic to all the pain medication they had, so you used the energy cleaner in lieu of pain pills. Lee had no pain medication, and not only did he have zero pain, he also, when they did x-rays, they said that they could never tell, and this is from an x-ray, a doctor saying this, they could never tell it was even broken in the first place.
I had bones like a 20-year-old, and that's about 60 years late.
Yeah.
So there's something to that. And then as far as the hypertension thing and the blood and the pressure, that'll take care of that based on previous experience with hypertension in general. So
well, I kind of have a fear for doctors anymore. They scared the living day as they put me out and tried to put me out.
Right.
And if something happened, I don't know, they hurried me in and hurried me out is what happened.
Sure.
And it really bothered me real bad is what happened. And I went to, and I yelled, help me, help me. I didn't know what else to do. I just started yelling, help me, help me. And it scared me, and I'm scared to death to have them put me out anymore. I was doing just fine, but now I don't know what to do. So I thought maybe that would, you know, work, but I can't afford anything. But at least I found out what was causing that. It is pressure then. I didn't understand it. They never tell you anything.
Well, you know how a doctor comes in and he, like, pokes and prods you and then he, you know, checks various things. Maybe he'll look in your eye or he'll take your blood pressure or whatever, just poke you in the stomach.
Yeah.
And then he walks out of the room and he comes back, like, 20 minutes later. You know what he's doing? He's doing research on the Internet.
Yeah, well, this disease I have is on the Internet.
Yeah.
They say it is. I don't have no Internet or anything. Otherwise, I got in touch with you through that way. But
yeah. Well, here's another thing. You know, every time we hear that there are things that can't be cured, guess what? The energy cleaner is working on them. It's taking away paralysis from strokes. It's bringing back Alzheimer's patients. It's got rid of Crohn's disease, which has no cure. Any number of things. So,
you know,
every time something new comes along, like what you're talking about, which I can't pronounce either, but I appreciate you spelling it for me. You know, every time something like that comes along, it's a unique opportunity to test the energy cleaner on this stuff. So I would urge you to seriously consider it. I mean, I know gas costs a lot of money these days, but, you know, hey, a ticket on Greyhound, it may take you a week to get to Ohio because they like to drive slow, but it could be well worth it for you.
Oh, it probably would be, but no, I couldn't do that. I can't see. I can't go anyplace. I'm stuck without... See, the cataracts don't bother me.
You don't have to drive the bus, Joanne. You just ride on it.
No, I know, but, oh, I couldn't do that because I can't see hardly good. I can't. It's hard for me to dial phones. I can't go anyplace. I'm stuck here. I've been here for about a year now, and I'm tired. I want to get out of here one of these days.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know if it would help with cataracts or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does, though. It wouldn't surprise me none.
Wouldn't surprise me either. That's
because the reason why I say that, I'm taking a real good eye care, and that's what the eye care business, that I'm taking a great eye care. Mm-hmm. And I think if anything come back, it would be coming back from that reason.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion that it's going to take care of everything. I just do, but I cannot afford to do it. If I could, I would order that machine in 2 seconds. I have a family I won't keep you much longer.
No,
I know you, but you're busy. I have a family that's overweight, a sister and a brother, and they eat and eat, and they're so heavy that they need, if they cleanse their body out, I think it would stop them from doing that.
We'll have a family reunion at the Energy Lodge. Seriously.
Yeah, we've had that before. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I would come there, sir. If I didn't live very far, I would be there. I really, truly would be.
Hey, get your family to drive you out there.
Oh,
it'll be a fun experience. Everyone can go and cleanse themselves. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing for people that are overweight. I mean, when they start using the bathroom like that, it changes you.
I know. I noticed. Now, I'm taking a tea that I'm drinking, and, gosh, that works, too. But it takes a long...
Yeah. Yeah, I
that's what's
that.
Better with tea, but I sure like taking it because it sure puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, right on.
So that would probably help along too, you know, all the stuff I've been doing. I try to eat correctly, and then I also bled from my bowels too. I forgot to say that when I was in the hospital, I bled. I about died.
Jeez.
From that bleeding, you know, internally like that. You know, I couldn't get up off the floor. And my husband had to take me to the hospital, and they never did know what it was, and then they transferred me to Iowa City. Mm-hmm. And it was a mess there for a while, but I made it.
Wow.
I'm still alive. But
Hey, I'm glad for that. Absolutely. Well, I urge you to think about this, and, you know, if it's meant to be, I think God will make a way for you to get out there.
I think so, too, but I would get that machine in 2 seconds flat. Mm-hmm. If I could afford it, we can't really afford to do that anyway.
You know, you can always send Leah a letter and enter yourself into the contest.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I don't know how I'd write it. I can't even see to write.
Oh, I see.
If I could do all these things, I would do them. I really would, but I can't see to write. Mm-hmm. I can see, but everything is dim, and that's what hurts me. So, and it hurts to be like this.
I
cry all the time because it bothers me, and I know I have to do something about it. My husband wants me to get it fixed, but I can't go see them doctors to do that. I can't. Mm-hmm. They just...
Your husband can't write a letter for you?
Well, I guess he could, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Joanne, there's always ways. Stop saying you can't. That you're changing your mood just with your words.
Yeah, that's true. I am. I know it.
It'll
know that if I do this, I know it would stop it.
Yeah.
I know. I cleansed my body out a long, long time ago with herbs, but it affected me bad. That's not no good.
It's very harsh.
Way.
Yeah, very harsh way
and
to do it.
And I didn't come back for 1 year. I was in like a fog everywhere I go. But it worked, but it took almost a year.
Wow.
So that stuff, I don't advise anybody doing that because it works. But it puts you in bad shape.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, your body's so full of that stuff, and when it gets it all out, and then it doesn't, I guess, or something.
Well, that's the beauty of this. This is just taking a natural body process and making it a lot faster. So
I can't believe it. The tears just come down. You know, our guy was talking about tears. I know what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you guys say something about somebody, I cannot believe this. I think, what in the world? Where are you guys been?
Yeah.
You know, all of our lives. People need you guys, and if they knew that. But a lot of people, you couldn't tell them that, they wouldn't believe you anyway.
That's exactly
my husband's
right.
One of those. He wouldn't believe in that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, it's too bad. But I believe in that kind of stuff because
yeah.
I know that stuff works. I know it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I had that machine, I know it would take my eyes right now. I just know it would. I just feel it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and you got positive energy, so think about it. Plan on it. Pray on it. It'll happen. It'll happen for you, okay?
Just what's your address? What's the address there anyway?
Okay, do you have something to write with or somebody to write this down
no,
for you?
No, everybody's in bed, and I can't see to do it. See,
well,
that's what's so bad.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you can do if you're interested in this. Stay on the line. We'll get Mandy to put you on hold, and he'll get your phone number. And when maybe I can give you a call or something during daylight hours when somebody's awake, and I'll tell them, and they can write it down for you.
Okay, I wish they would because I'd like to know his address. I mean, I wish you guys would even write a note for me. It'd be all right, but I understand. You know, I'm just... My husband doesn't like to do anything like that. He's kind of funny that way.
Hmm.
But I don't know. But, yeah, that's part of what I'll do, then. Just give you my phone number.
Do that.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening to me anyway.
Anytime, Joanne. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for being a part of the show tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Goodbye there.
Bye-bye. Lee, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I wish I gave her my phone number, and then she could just call me.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get Mandy to get her number, and then I'll give her number to you, and then you can give her a call or whatever the case may be. Yeah, it's just, you know, without her writing it down or being able to write it down, it's moderately difficult that way.
Could he drop me an email with that phone number?
I sure will.
I don't have anything right here with it.
I'll do it right after we get off the air, my friend.
Okay, appreciate it.
Oh, it's the least I can do. Thank you.
Sure.
Let's see how many more calls we could squeeze in here, folks. 800-313-9443. Let's go to John in New York. John, welcome to the show.
Yes, I got a couple of quick questions for Lee Kroc. But before I start that, Frank, there's a website you might want to check out. It's by a musician that has newly immigrated to this country, and he's written a beautiful some songs about against the New World Order that you might want to check out.
Oh, okay.
It's his website is just unitedstates.fm, and you'll find a song link there. And he might be a great guest to interview, too.
I appreciate that.
The other thing, Mr. Kroc, is I have a big swimming pool. My wife likes to swim in it and stuff like that, and I don't want to use any chemicals in it. And I've been bashing my head against the wall thinking, what can I use in there? And I was thinking about super silver, but I don't know if that would keep the algae and the pool pristine with a sand filter.
It does work, yeah. Super silver. I use that in my water filter, which is obviously not a swimming pool, but it does work in my Berkey water filter. So
I was just wondering how much it would take. It might be
probably
not cost-effective.
Yeah. It'd probably be cheaper to get an energy cleaner.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, the energy cleaner will keep the pool clean.
It won't kill algae. No.
No.
Okay. So I was thinking about something like that because you'd had the hot tub, the whirlpool tub going, and so forth like that. How do you talk to relatives or friends of friends about what are some of the how do you present this idea to them? Other than, I guess I have to download a CD and let
the energy cleaner. You mean?
Yes.
That's a tough one, my friend. And I'll be honest with you. I've got relatives all over the country, friends all over the country. I've traveled around my whole life. My father was in the Army, so I moved around a lot then. Moved around a lot because of radio, worked in this business for 14 years, so I know people everywhere. I've talked to people that I know and love, people that have known me my whole life, people that if I said to them, hey, I need you to get in the car, drive all the way across the country, be here, you know, as ASAP, they would do it for me without asking why. That's how much they care about me and how much I care about them. I do the same thing. And I can tell them about some of these things. They just don't believe me. I don't know. It's a hardening of the heart. It's got to be God's will. Some people will never wake up. People have to want it. They have to understand it. They have to be willing to do the research. You know, it's like you can see these things, and I can see these things, and I experienced the energy cleaner. I didn't believe it. I'm skeptical about everything. And if one of the things that I say on this show, if I say I've used something, I'll let you know what the result is. And if I say something works, it works, because I'm going to be honest with people, because nobody wants... None of us are just rolling around in cash here. You know, if this is something, I'm not going to give people false hope and say, yeah, you're about to die. Go travel across the country. No, if I didn't think it would do something, I wouldn't be talking about it. So, you know, I'll continue that after this break. Folks, please stay with us. Back with more from our guest, Lee Kroc, after this.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of hour number two. And, of course, this hour being brought to you by Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis. He was on with us on Monday. And a fantastic book, folks. It's available many, many different ways. PrivacyCrisis.com is the website. Obviously, a lot of great information there. You can pick up the e-book. You can also pick up the hardbound copy. You can look for a used version on Amazon.com, or you can call your local bookstore and ask them. Say, hey, look, I need you to get this book. And they'll say, what's it called? And you say, Privacy Crisis. And they'll say, who's it by? And you say, Grant Hall. This book is going to tell you how to do all these things to make sure that your personal information is protected, that is virtually erased from any access point where someone can use this to harm you, to spy on you, to threaten you, to find you. All of these things. Live, work, bank, anonymously. It's all in there. Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. We certainly appreciate them and all that they do for us. You know, our guest tonight, Lee Kroc, is with us here at the tail end of hour number two. Lee, welcome back first.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, my friend. I appreciate you so much. John in New York had posed a very, very difficult question. John, welcome back to you. And it's about waking people up. You know, it's such a difficult, difficult thing. I've seen more than one person just die from disbelief and just from giving up. It's a real tragedy. I've seen people just say, oh, yeah, I really want this, I really want this, I really want this, and they just don't do anything with it. That's very, very hard. It's been very hard for me, probably the hardest thing with finding people like Lee Kroc who have answers, solutions, you know, and desperately wanting to tell people. And they just say, well, you know, maybe someday, but not right now, or, oh, I can't, or, no, I don't believe it. You can't force people to believe, you know. You can lead right. A horse to water, not make him drink, you know, that sort
Too
of thing.
Too many people box themselves in, like our friend Joanne, you know, can't, and they're just quitting automatically and finding, there's always a way to do something if you really
want
to do it.
Amen. See, you know, and that's the whole thing. I've heard from people so long, and they talk about unemployment. Look, trust me, I'm barely employed as it is with radio. But at the same time, I know that there is just as much pride for me in a well-swept floor as there is in a well-put-together radio program. And for me, wanting to feed my family and all that stuff, I'll do any job. And if my family was sick, I'd go anywhere in the world.
And I would love to help anybody and everybody, but when I see they don't even want to help themselves, I mean, why should I tow their wagon if they're not willing to give a little bit to help fix their own problem?
There's always a solution. There's always a way.
You know,
there's no reason to give up, John.
Because people
you know
want
that.
Other people to do it all for them, and if they're not going to pitch a hand into it, I'm not going to help them. So the other thing is I was thinking this movie called An Interview of the Royal Raymond Rife, a story inventor of the electric cancer microscope or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a good way to introduce people to it, because if they could see what had happened to the Royal Raymond Rife, the Rife story, how he cured all those people with cancer with his Rife microscope, and that was how they're going on the theory how the different organisms have all different wavelengths, and you kill it by the wavelengths.
That's true.
And that might be a good way, if they could sit down and watch a video and say, well, this is something akin to that, maybe. You know, so if they can kill it with that way, maybe this is the same way killing it with some kind of waves. I wanted to ask Mr. Kroc, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
The question, Mr. Kroc, is if a person has hypertension and they're just treating it with natural products, you know, no prescribed things, what's the amount of days they should block out to get look at your place?
Let me ask you to hang on here. Lee, will you stay with us a little bit
longer?
Sure. All right. Sounds good. Folks, we've convinced Lee, and it was very difficult to do, obviously. So we're going to pause for a brief station identification. We'll let him respond to John's question, and we'll fit in any more calls before we let him go to sleep for the evening. Stay with us. Back in 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to